Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TheBarn. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TheBarn.
Hey, what's up? This is Matt James from Blacktop Mojo, and you're listening to the Midwest Mixtape Podcast.
Don't change the channel, don't turn the page. We're living in the sunset of a golden age. Watch the street lights as they flicker on. Night is coming, we don't have very long.
Hi, and welcome to the Midwest Mixtape Podcast live from the Barn Studio. You got the Mox here, and I'm joined with a special guest online. We got Matt from Blacktop Mojo. Matt, how are you, man?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Doing really well. Just a little side note, my brother-in-law name is Matt James as well, so shout out my brother-in-law.
There you go. It's a good name. It's a good name. They're passing it out.
The buzz around Blacktop Mojo right now is a real thing. We got a new album coming out, Pollen, on April 5th. So exciting time for you guys right now.
Yeah, man, we're excited, man. We actually just got all the masters back today, so everything's all crispy and ready to go. So it's time, baby.
Yeah, and you're getting ready to go out on a killer tour. You know, and I think you are as well. I've seen a few interviews. I'm a metalhead, so going out with the Legends Clutch, and then also a killer band, Native Howl as well. Clutch, Black Mojo, Native Howl. You could be coming to our area May 14th at the Blue Note in Columbia, Missouri. And that's May 14th. Doors are at 6:30, shows at 7:30. Looking forward to having you in town.
Yeah, man. Get your tickets quick, man. It's I think there's 5 shows sold out already. So we're looking forward to that one. That's gonna be a good one.
And you guys are on that fine line, and tell me, like, where does your music end up? And I know, like, radio is different these days, right? But
for sure.
Do you guys get country play? Do you get rock play? Do you get both? Like, where does because your stuff kind of rides that fine line. Where do you guys usually end up?
We get no play. No, I'm just kidding. nah, man. In the past, we've gotten a lot of rock play. We've gotten a lot of love from, Octane and a lot of the rock stations around the country. Our first tour actually was a radio tour where we basically traded radio spins for a show in whatever town we were going to. Like, we didn't get paid for the show. We just made money off t-shirts and stuff. But we'd stop at the rock station in town and play a little, drive time morning radio thing, hungover, and then go to the venue and they would help us put on a show in that town or whatever. So we owe a lot to rock radio for sure.
And, being a professional musician now, and you guys have been for a while, obviously, touring is imperative, right? Like, that's the money maker because streams are gone. I know, physical copies are making a comeback, which is always good. And I'm sure you guys sell a lot of merch, but you have to also tour to sell some of that merch as well. So is touring like, your livelihood pretty much?
I'd say that's definitely the bread and butter, man. That and doing stuff on social media. I mean, that's kind of the new way of the game,
I was really interested to see, and help me understand this a little bit. You guys are actually playing two shows, or saw two dates at the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, which is a killer place. Have you ever been there?
I have actually one time. Been to the hotel and everything. It's pretty cool. I was super excited because they shot some scenes in Dumb and Dumber there. So yeah, and The Shining. I guess they shot some of that. I guess they shot some of that there too. But no, I was pretty excited that they had the newspaper up in the bar still. Where that scene in the bar where he's like, "We went to the moon," and that's still.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's still in the bar.
Yeah, so I've been there. Me and my family were vacationing there, and but we didn't go inside, so I didn't see that. But that's killer. That's killer. It's just so weird that it was like Dumb and Dumber and Shining.
Really, man.
Two different things. What's the – do they have a venue there, like a music venue? Is it an outside thing, or what is it?
Man, I've never actually been to the music venue part of it. I think it might be an indoor thing. I think it's a smaller room. I think that's why they're doing two nights there. Yeah, man, I'm excited to go back. It's a beautiful, beautiful town, man. It's like you're living in a postcard when you're out there.
Yeah, that's no joke. How do you get the bus? How do you get the tour bus through all the mountains, pretty much?
Pay a good driver, I guess. I don't know, man. Pray. You pray a lot. Yeah.
You know, with kind of country right now, it's to me, it's sort of the new rock. You know, like all these artists that are out there, you guys obviously, but then like Whiskey Myers, you know, they're just as much rock as they are country, and the popularity with some of that stuff. You know, what do you feel like the status of country rock, southern rock? What do you think the status of that is right now?
Man, yeah, I think it's out there a lot more than you think, especially I wouldn't even gauge it off the radio even nowadays. Like there's just so many people that have massive fan bases that are just, that might not even go to radio. You know, you got guys like, Jason Isbell or like Sturgill Simpson or have you heard of Them Dirty Roses? Those are some of our boys. They're making major headway, and, I don't think they've done any radio singles or anything like that, but they're playing big shows and doing big things. So, I mean, it's kind of cool. It's kind of, more rock and roll than anything to be able to kind of do your own thing outside of the mainstream media, I guess, the old school media that you would.
It seems like there used to sort of be a formula for success in the music business, right? Like get on radio, get on TV, and, you know, sell records. And now all that has kind of been rewritten and having to be rewritten just because of technology. And again, how you guys are making your money. And I see you guys have a social media presence. You guys do the reels and the shorts and get the conversation started. And that's something, I guess it's like a necessary thing that you have to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of when you're a musician nowadays, I feel like unless you're some like big, crazy, huge star or something like that, I feel like that's kind of your day job is to be able to put out that stuff and figure out, you know, get creative and put stuff out kind of on a regular basis and try to get your name out there and stay relevant to the people that are following you and stuff like that, you know, keep their attention and keep them listening to your tunes whenever you put out new music. So
let's talk about some of this new music. You got a couple singles out right now. I'm calling this the banger of the summer, As the Light Fades, bro. So catchy, man. It's just like, it's like a nostalgia kind of thing where, you know, you're like throwing back to when maybe a simpler time, riding bikes in the neighborhood and coming home when the lights were on. You know, and the, you know, all those kind of cliches, but like it really sets a tone of like, you know, the 90s, growing up in the 90s or 2000s, and you're kind of progressing through life, you know, as the light fade kind of, in my mind, in the lyrics, it kind of changes to something else. Tell us a little bit about As the Light Fades.
Yeah, man, I think you kind of hit it right on the money. I mean, the song starts out where it's kids playing outside. I don't know about you, but my mom always told me I had to be home when the streetlights came on.
Oh, yeah.
Or I was going to get whooped. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then it kind of progresses through, like, you know, being teenagers, doing dumb things, sneaking out. And then kind of goes through to the end of the song where, you know, you're laying on your deathbed with the person that you love and, you know, get that last kiss, you know, before the light fades, so to speak. So, yeah, man. But the song's got, I've gotten a lot of people tell me it's got like kind of a Bob Seger vibe, kind of like a old throwback, like you said, kind of vibe to it. And I know some friends that are going to be blasting it on their boats and stuff this summer. So I think it's definitely a summer song for sure.
Oh, dude. banger of the summer, hands down. It's a my favorite time to listen to music is windows down, you know, nice weather outside. And to me, this is a windows down summer, spring and summer banger.
Heck yeah. Appreciate it, brother.
As the light fades, I'm going to quote you real quick, if you don't mind. You said, as the light fades is a nostalgic look at young infatuation that turns into lifelong love, from running inside when the streetlights come on, all the way to the last tender kiss shared before crossing into the great beyond. And, man, that I think that resonates with people, especially that nostalgia feel to it. And even me, like, I married my high school sweetheart. We've been together for, I don't even know how long. I shouldn't even said that on air, but
that's awesome.
Man, we started dating when we were in high school and we were kids, you know, and now we're in our 40s. So, like, yeah, that touched something personally to me, and I think it will other people as well.
That's awesome, man. You don't see that every day now.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, it's a little bit more rare these days.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, though. Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, appreciate that. You know, you mentioned Bob Seger, and obviously you can hear some classic rock and some Southern rock and some of those influences in your music. And how important are some of those influences to you guys? And, you know, you don't hide behind the fact that you're fans of music, because even some of your biggest hits are, you know, Dream On is a cover song, and you guys just do a lot of covers, where some bands, like, you know, saying a cover song is like a bad word or something, where you guys seem to embrace it a little bit more.
The Dream On thing, that was a super fortunate accident for us. Like you said, we were doing a bunch of cover songs, especially when we first started out, and just trying to figure out what to put on the internet. You know, we started 10 years ago, and a lot's changed since then. But like, that was right around the time we had this, just everybody's like, man, you just got to put videos up on the internet. That's how you're going to break out. You know what I mean? And so that was just one of those things. Our buddy was like, man, you should cover Dream On by Aerosmith. And we were like, nah, dude. But we had access to this little studio in this guy's pasture out here in Palestine, Texas. And we figured we'd go give it a shot in that little studio. And, you know, if it sucked, nobody really had to hear it, I guess, you know. And we took it around to our friends and family, and we were like, guys, be brutally honest with us. Is this terrible? And none of them hated it. So we were just like, okay, none of them hated it. So we'll put it out and we'll see what happens. And then that ended up helping us to, you know, get our first tour going and get the ball rolling for us. So we were super fortunate with that one.
Do you feel it's, you're taking a little bit of risk with doing covers, because some of those songs mean so much to people and they're used to hearing them a certain way. So you want to sort of honor that, but you also want to put your own little spin on it, I imagine. Is it a little bit of a risk doing some of those?
Yeah, man, because you never know. I mean, if you hate yourself enough to go read some YouTube comments, you know, sometimes people, they don't like it very much, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, you're gonna have that no matter what you do, I think. You know, we could put out, you know, some of the new songs we've been putting out, you know. Some people might not like those because they might like some of the heavier stuff we've done in the past. And, you know, you're always going to have the people that like it and people that don't like it. And it's always going to be kind of a little bit of both. So you just kind of got to do what feels right to you. So
that's what I was going to ask. Do you ever write with the listener in mind, or is it just literally what feels good to you guys? What sounds good? What's interesting? What maybe fits when you're, you know, piecing the song together? Do you ever write with a listener in mind, or is it all just personal preference?
I think it's 99% personal preference. And then maybe, nah, I don't know. I think if you write with the listener in mind, you're always trying to do something. Like, you can't read other people's minds. So like, you don't know, you know, you could try to do that, but you could get it completely wrong if you're trying to do that. So you might as well just kind of trust and make a song that you like, and then hopefully other people will like it too, you know?
One of the other singles you released, Red Enough, it's a song that I take. I think there's some meaning behind it, and especially with the video. Can you tell us a little bit about Red Enough?
Yeah, Red Enough. We live in a small town here. There's like one bar. And, you know, going through breakups in the past, I frequented that bar quite a few times. And that's kind of a... eventually, you frequent the bar too much. And you kind of... That's about that realization of like... Oh man, it's about trying to kind of escape that little pain without facing it. You know what I mean? And, eventually it's, the morning comes and the hangover hits and you got to face that pain. So
yeah, been there.
Yeah.
you know, obviously you got a tour starting in April, lasting all the way until like August, right? So you guys are going to be on the road all summer supporting this record. Like we mentioned the tour before, you know, what are we looking for the rest of 2024, I guess?
Rest of 2024, like, we're going on tour with Clutch, and then, we've got some festival dates and stuff that are popping up, in the summertime. We'll be weaving a tour in and out of that. And then, we're hoping to, do a bunch of Texas dates and stuff in the fall. So, kind of hit all the home cities and, you know, Dallas, Houston, Austin, you know, all the Texas spots. So.
We've interviewed some Texas country singers, Wade Bowen and William Clark Green and, Randy Rogers. And if you pull up their tour schedule, there's like 10 Texas dates, and Texas is big.
Oh, yeah, man.
Texas is big, but there's all these towns, especially like these college towns, you know, each one, they might be only a few hours apart, but it's a completely different scene. So
being
a Texas band, I'm sure it's pretty important to you to play your home state and all these different pockets of Texas.
For sure, man. And, I actually just started a solo project that's more in that kind of Texas country type of vein, in December. And so we've been getting to play a lot of the places that you're talking about, to where I think we've literally only played in Texas so far. I mean, it's only been 3 or 4 months of touring, playing shows with that. But, we've been hitting a lot of spots that we've never got to hit with Blacktop Mojo, because it's different. You know, it's different scenes, like you said, different kind of music. And, yeah, you can. There's bands all over Texas that make a living just playing in Texas, man. There's a lot of spots. So we're looking forward to trying to be able to do that with Blacktop as well in the fall, and hopefully be able to hit some of those spots too.
And I think that's what Wade said, is like, we actually make our money in Texas. You know, we go to all these other places because people want to see us in different towns and different cities and
sure.
You know, different parts of the country. But we actually make our money, you know, selling out shows and all these different, like, small pockets of Texas, like we're talking about. So, and, you know, it's the whole Texas pride thing too, right? If you're from Texas, it's, you know, us against the world kind of thing. So, and I know, you know, that pride ship and that, sort of regional ship, I guess, is important to a Texas band and artist. And
absolutely, man. Well, and people in Texas too, they support all those artists like wholeheartedly. Like, that's the, if those guys are in town, if Wade Bowen's in town, or Randy Rogers or somebody like that's in town, that's the thing to go do that night, you know what I mean, in that town. So like, everybody shows up. Is they play to some massive crowds, dude.
yeah those boys got it figured out, I think.
Absolutely, man.
And they have a good time doing it. Good guys there. Joined here with Blacktop Mojo, Matt James, not my brother-in-law, the other Matt James. There's only two, I guess, right, in the world. This is the Midwest Mixtape Podcast, live from the barn. You'll be coming into our area May 14th with Clutch, Blacktop Mojo, and the Native Howl. You've checked them out, right? Did you say you know those guys, Native Howl, yet?
Oh, yeah. We've kind of talked and stuff back and forth for the last couple of years on social media, but was super excited to see their name on the bill, because they've been wrecking it lately. Their new single with Lizzie Hale is so good, man. It's kick ass.
Man, what they're doing is so unique. And I think even Alice Cooper came out and said it's like his favorite band, which is, you know, the stamp of approval right there.
Absolutely, man.
So, yeah, we're going to be catching you at the Blue Note in Columbia, Missouri. Great, great venue. Doors are at 6:30, shows at 7:30, $35 ticket. I also want to mention another couple things before we get out of here, Matt. Appreciate your time tonight. But can you tell us a little bit about the GoFundMe with Help Joe's Dad Kick Cancer? Can you tell us a little bit about that and how we can support that?
Yeah, man. So Joe is our stage manager, drum tech, kind of our go-to guy when we play shows and stuff. You know, if a cable goes out in the middle of a set, if the amp's having trouble, you know, he's the guy that's in the black t-shirt, you know, shuffling around, making sure it gets fixed real quick, you know. So he's had our back for a long time. And his dad kicked cancer about 5 years ago. It's a rare form of cancer called malignant melanoma, if I'm not mistaken. And it recently came back this past month. So he's been having to get chemo and, you know, do all the treatments and stuff. And as we all know, cancer is a super expensive thing to fight. And we just wanted to help his family out a little bit. There's a GoFundMe that some of his family friends started, so we just thought we'd share it on our page and show some support for our brother. And if you'd like to contribute or anything like that, you can go to Blacktop Mojo socials. It's the link's on there, and Check it out.
Yeah, and I was, you know, that you guys shared that out. I was happy to see that, you know, that you guys are obviously supporting one of your own, because, you know, I think that gets missed a lot of times, is like a fan will come see the band on stage, but they don't see all the rest of the crew. That's just as much a part of making the shit happen as the band is sometimes. So, I thought it was really cool that you guys shared that out. And yeah, if you are listening to this, watching this, go support, help Joe's dad kick cancer, and the fundme that's set up on you guys' page. Everybody else can go check out all the other stuff and a killer line of merch. I checked it out today at blacktopmojo.com, and you're going to be taking some of that stuff on the road with you, right?
Yes, sir. Actually, I think we got some brand new stuff we're taking on the road. So, gotta come out to the show and see that.
And, if you're listening to this and watching this, you're going to go get that record, buy it. I don't know what you do anymore. Stream that record. Pollen is out. Yeah. Whatever the kids are doing these days. Pollen is out April 5th. Yeah. Top Mojo. Matt, thanks so much for joining us today, and take care on the road, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, brother. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Don't change the channel, don't turn the page. We're living in the sunset of a golden age. Watch the street lights as they flicker on. Night is coming, we don't have very long. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades. Hold me, close me, for it's too late. Free and easy, baby, don't wait. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades. Kiss me, darling, as the light fades.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TheBarn. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/TheBarn.